There's concern facial recognition technology being used on some Queensland library patrons invades privacy and may break the law. The Toowoomba Regional Council is trialling the biometric software, but Brisbane and some other councils are considering adopting it too. The Toowoomba Council denies it's breaching privacy, but lawyers say it's moving Australia closer to a biometric database. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
In Australia, facial recognition technology has usually been associated with police and security agencies. But now, people patronising the Toowoomba Library are recorded on CCTV footage and their faces analysed by computer software, according to the Mayor, Paul Antonio.
It is attached to a data system that will tell us the number of people coming and going in a library and the number of times they've actually come and gone in a given day. What it actually does is analyses the existing CCTV footage that we've had here in this region for quite some time. But this is about improving service delivery.
It's a bit confusing to get a handle on what your goal is and whether you want to use it for safety in the streets of Toowoomba beyond that.
We have not discussed that.
The Toowoomba Council is doing the one-month trial of the software on behalf of the Brisbane, Gold Coast and other local government jurisdictions. The use of facial recognition technology by a local council has alarmed the president of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties, Michael Cope.
Once this thing starts somewhere, if they want to go ahead, it'll be rolled out throughout all those councils all over southeast Queensland. And once it happens in an area as big as southeast Queensland, it will go throughout the country.
Toowoomba's use of facial recognition software comes as another major Queensland council, east of Brisbane, is criticised for recording sound on its CCTV network. Michael Cope again.
Councils seem to take no notice of their obligations under our privacy legislation. That has been history in CCTV, and we are concerned that this is a quantum leap in this technology. We want to make sure that at least the Privacy Commissioner is being consulted about this technology before it gets rolled out.
What are the provisions in the Information Privacy Act that you say could be being breached here?
The provisions are about the collection and use of information. So that's why we want to know what information is being fed into these systems. Secondly, what information is being pulled back out and stored in some database?
The federal government is funding the development of facial verification services for purposes such as passport processing and for police and security agencies to match photos of unknown people against multiple government records. With more information being gathered, there's concern Australia is heading closer to a centralised biometric database. Dr. Jake Goldenfein is a law lecturer at Swinburne University of Technology.
We are certainly making some headway towards creating databases of a great majority of citizens.
And why do you say it is that the ordinary citizen should be concerned about this?
I would be worried that the inferences and the knowledge about me that's being produced through these really artificial intelligence techniques, these algorithmic techniques, doesn't represent me fairly. It might be using inaccurate or irrelevant data to produce sort of an image of me that is then used for subsequent decision-making within governance, be it administrative decision-making, tax office, Centrelink benefits, or in fact law enforcement decision-making.
But the federal government describes Australia's facial verification services as a hub and spoke model, declaring it is not a centralised biometric database.
Annie Guest.